Buying it loose or buying in quantity or buying in...
Well, we always say buy on those channels.
Uh-huh. Are you familiar with the term buying a book? That was one of the later questions.
Well, now that would be like buying the whole stack at one time.
Mm-hmm.
But now we never did do that.
I see. I suppose people who live a long way from the yeah. Okay, what do you call a small musical instrument about this long that you hold up to your mouth and blow?
Mouth harp.
Okay, and how about another musical instrument that's made out of metal or wire, I guess, and twang it up your mouth? What do you call a piece of playground equipment? It's made out of a plank like this, and it's balanced in the middle and the top.
A ping pong.
Okay, and if you have one that doesn't go up and down, it goes round and round instead. Do you have a name for that?
Merry-go-round.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called anything else?
Yeah. Now, when I was living, we had such a bad, we called it a hortigee.
Oh.
You know, you'd have to push it. One would get on it and put it. I mean, you were only standing, one would get, or maybe sometimes two warranties. And then, you know, and they'd push it around. We always called it a hortigee. But then the proper name, I think, they made it around.
Uh-huh. Does it go up and down as well as around, or just around?
No, just around.
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone that you can hold in your hand and sharpen a knife on?
This piece of stone, I guess. Flat rock?
That's what I'm thinking of. Okay. And can you tell us some of the different kinds of wood fences that used to be around here?
Well, there have been a few picket fences. And, rail fence.
How did the rail fences go together? Were they sort of like this?
Mm-hmm.
About how many high?
Oh, I'd say... Maybe eight. Yeah. About that high, you know.
Oh, high enough so that you can jump over it. Okay. Did the real fences ever have any separate names if they were built differently or were they all just called real?
Oh, I had a son who was built like that, you know, and then down at this end of the rail and the mold put in there like that. And I have a mold for it, another name now.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a safe and rider? As part of a real thing?
What?
Steak and rider. Well, I'm not really sure what that is, but I think it's, you know, when they come together, mm-hmm. they sometimes put one up like that and then lay one on the top to stabilize it, but I'm not really sure. Somebody's wow. Okay. Do the picket fences have pointed tops?
Mm-hmm.
And if you had too many people spending the night here and you had to make a bed on the floor, what would you call that?
Well, I call it a patch. Oh, you mean with quilts?
Uh-huh.
It's called a patch. We always say stay down the patch.
Sure.
Uh-huh. So we have to do that too. And, well, you can just put out extra beds. It's the mattress, you know.
Uh-huh.
That used to be a long time ago.
Okay. And do you have a name for low ground in a river valley where you might plant some crops?
Well, there is a name that I don't want to be called. Riverbed, I don't.
Okay.
It wouldn't hardly be a riverbed, so that'd be a river. I'd be fine.
Have you ever heard it called bottom land or anything?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which one?
Bottom land. Didn't think about it in the
Well, I know it's hard to come up with you, so it's a moment. well, you need several different kinds of roads, depending on what they're made out of.
Roads.